Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. I need Roberto and David to perk up here. I did something during the national title game, and I did it again during Celtics and Pistons the other night. And I have been informed that this is actually a dad power move. Now, I am not a dad, but I am a dog owner, and I have a puppy now. Leo, rest in peace. And this puppy was shot out of a cannon first couple days this week. I mean, this dog, it was like he was like a pilled out nutcase at a rave. I mean, Rocky was insane. And I actually did the equivalent of faking my own death to get away from that dog for 5 minutes because the I could feel the blood like soaring through my head. And I told my wife, hey, do you mind watching Rock? I got to go to the bathroom. But I didn't really have to go to the bathroom. Now, I peed, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I gotta go. I could have watched another 15, 20 minutes of the game before I would have made that move. And Lord knows, I didn't have to make a deposit at the bank, but I will tell you I did sit there. Did my thing, put the seat down, put the cover down, sat down in solitary confinement on a closed toilet for 10 minutes to get away from Rocky because it was as if he was on 300 milligrams of Adderall. He was shot out of a cannon. So I told the story to Sully, and Sully goes, pretty sure I saw a study on this a few days back. Sully gives me this. A study shows fathers spend upwards of 7 hours a year in the bathroom.
Oh, that's not even that bad.
To get away from their families, according to People.com. In a study commissioned by self-described bathroom expert, Peggy Gray, how are you a bathroom expert? Whatever. 1,000 men, on average, they spend 7 hours a year in the bathroom for the specific reason of taking refuge from their families. Quote, we all need a little bit of time to ourselves to take stock or to switch off. And the bathroom appears to be the go-to place for those moments. Look, he's a good dog. He's going to be a great dog. But he's relentless. This dog has a commitment to excellence, and his excellence is fun time. I mean, this shot out of a cannon. It's 11:30 at night. Now, this is after I had disappeared for 10 minutes to just grab solitude. 11:30 at night, as Joe Burrow is lighting up the Superdome, I'm still in ha-ha playtime with this animal, and I'm begging for serenity. Like, if he had a battery pack, I would have taken it out of his back and watched him tip over. He was relentless. I don't have kids for this reason. We're going through the growing pains with the pup, but I did this. So my question to the fathers on the show, David, Roberto, have you essentially faked your own death, i.e., bathroom time, as refuge to get away from your family? Yes or no? Don't lie to me.
It really is the greatest room and the most peaceful room in the house. I mean, it just is.
You have some good magazines
in
there?
It's got a lock on it. I keep some books in there. Now, thank God for these phones now. You can watch Netflix. You can, you know, check your Facebook. You know, I could be in there for hours if I could get away with it.
But when's the last time you got away from your family so you could have that peaceful moment? Now, again, for me, it was, I can't take any more of this puppy currently. Not only are the Celtics playing like ass, or during the national title game, like he was just on a bender. I got away. And I took deep breaths, and I did. I turned on the Celtics game on my cell phone, and I grabbed 5 minutes. I faked my own death to get away from this dog.
I have one more embarrassing than that. I've been doing this for, I'd say, 15 years.
Escaping to the bathroom or radio?
Both, actually. But this is what I'll do. I can't believe I'm going to admit this. This is so embarrassing. Oh, I will, just to get away from everyone and relax, before I get in the shower in the morning, I'll turn on the shower, maybe a little bit hotter, get some steam going, and then I will proceed to take one towel, lay it on the floor, I'll take another towel and use it as a pillow,
no,
and I will lay on the bathroom floor and sleep for like 10, 15 minutes.
No way. What the hell is the matter with you, you weirdo? That's pathetic, Roberto.
Just the vision of Roberto starting his day, like his wife's getting the kids ready for school. The vision of naked Roberto splayed out on the bathroom floor, laying there sleeping.
You just hear the shower running for 10 minutes and no one's in it.
Right. What a world. All right, we go to David. David, have you used the bathroom as refuge to get away from your family? Don't lie to this audience.
I will never lie. No, I have never
done this.
Come on. I have never done this because I could just stay in my room.
Oh, you okay.
Just lock myself in my room and stay away.
Were you surprised at the average time a father spends extra in the bathroom to avoid their family is 7 hours over the course of a year?
You know what? No, I'm not surprised. I thought it would be more.
Sully, can you give me a minutes per day on that, please?
I thought it would be more than that. Yep. 7 hours in a year? I thought it would be maybe more, maybe 14 hours in a year.
14?
Double that, yes.
Mike, how many minutes a day is that when we break it down? And again, we're not saying every day.
Right.
But I just want to see, and then we can chop the numbers from there. But listen, I admit it. I needed a reprieve. I mean, the puppy was just shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, I never do it in the bathroom. I will stay, you know, maybe we're getting ready to leave for the day and we're getting dressed, and I'll stay in my room a little longer, take my time to get dressed and stay away from them. But I never do the bathroom.
I'll be honest with you.
Minute and a half a day.
Okay, so when you break it down, it's not that bad. But, like, I had that moment today. I dropped him off. He's got, like, a training class on Fridays because, the more you invest early, the better dog they turn out to be. I don't have the time I used to have. I sat in the car after dropping him off in complete serenity for, like, 3 minutes before I got on my way to work. I just was like, I mean, I had him in a car. I mean, he's bouncing everywhere. He wanted to take the wheel. And then all of a sudden, here's what happens with him. And I assume this happens with children. It's go, 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 dead. Literally. 11:30, it was Lollapalooza. All night watching a national title game, Lollapalooza. 11:44 p.m., go, 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 go. Flat on his back, ding-a-ling in the air, sleeping. I go, oh, finally, I get the last vestige of this game in peace.
See, I'll give you an example. I did this last weekend. I think I told you all I was putting together a closet organizer in one of my rooms while the game was on, the 49ers-Vikings game was on. So my kids were in the basement playing, and you can just hear them fighting, hear them arguing. Oh, he's cheating. He's doing all this.
Oh, no.
So what
did you go out the window?
No, this is what I did. I locked the door that I'm in, the room that I'm in, taking my good old time with the closet, whatever.
Did you turn some music on so you could be like, I didn't hear the kids?
No, I actually was done with the organizer. I was
just
sitting there and letting him fight, and I hear my wife out there. I'm like, I'm just going to take my time. I'm going to act like I'm still in here. I turned on the drill just to turn on the drill as I'm sitting in there. But I was done.
Didn't you? No, honey, I'm operating power tools in here. I didn't hear it. Oh, man. And you know what my problem is, too? Uh-huh. I had gone so long with adult dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Leo is a gentleman. Yeah. Otis is a king. There's no issues.
Yes.
Getting the puppy is a stark reminder
that is my
Of all the thoughts I had blocked out of my head, oh my God.
That is my fear.
I escaped. Oh. I escaped. I faked my own death.
Just try it this weekend. Try the bathroom trick.
No one is trying the bathroom trick.
There's so many people on the text that admit to doing it like Roberto does. Now,
No.
Not sleeping on the damn floor. But they admit to the bathroom thing.
Get a list of the ticket texts.
I want some phone calls on this,
too. Is it bad parenting to get 5 minutes of seclusion watching the big game and you get away from your kids by going to the bathroom? So I don't have kids. Dogs age, 7 years per human year. I'll be out of the puppy phase soon enough. We're almost there. Kids, you got 18 years of it. Then they turn around and tell you to hate you. Someday, your kids got to be older. Roberto's almost at the age, though, where we could do that show. Have your kids ever told you they hate your guts? I don't think I can handle that as a parent. I really don't.
It seems like my 13-year-old might want to get away from his mom and me because he spends a lot of time in the bathroom.
I'm sure not more time than you do. Between you're showering in the morning, sleeping in the bathroom, however many minutes for whatever the hell else you're doing in the bathroom.
You know what I'm doing in the...
Oh, man.
All right, 97.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.